Eddie, how do you sum up that night in words?
A hugely frustrating night for us. On one hand, I'm very, very pleased with the players, very proud of them for the way they performed for the majority of the game. Proud of the way they stuck to the principles of play and were brave enough to go toe to toe with Liverpool. So many positives to come out of the game. Obviously, the huge disappointment is the result and the decisions that have gone against us. It's a tough one to take for us.
Let's take those two decisions individually. First of all, Tommy's goal after 5 minutes. I mean, we've had a chance to look at the replay. I'm sure you have. Anything wrong with it for you?
I'm struggling to see a foul. I really am. I struggled to see a foul live. And couldn't quite understand what had been disallowed. And then when I watched it again, it was even more obvious. It was just so soft. There was hardly any contact. It's a clear goal for me. And so early in the game, a big moment, really.
Is that a big ground factor? Is that the sort of decision you don't get at a big ground?
I can't put words into my mouth, Chris. I got in a lot of trouble previously for things that I potentially shouldn't have said. It's a decision that's gone against us very early in the game at a big ground. So certainly something that's gone against us. I certainly want to speak to the officials and get a view on their view of the decision.
And obviously a recent change to the offside rule would surely lead that their goal should have been ruled out as well, should it?
Should have been, yeah. We had a manager's meeting and they went through the rules and it was clearly stated that if the player's close enough, doesn't have to touch the ball, if he's close enough and impacts on the goalkeeper or the defender, then it will be disallowed. And straight away, early in the season, we've had a clear case. And I was very surprised that live that the flag didn't go up, and on seeing it again, I'm amazed.
It's hard enough 90 minutes toe-to-toe of football without things like external factors like this being involved, isn't it?
Well, that's a two-goal swing. So if we were to come here and give Liverpool a two-goal start, that's going to be incredibly difficult. So I said I had a big bearing on the result, but we have to be big enough and brave enough to take it. But certainly I wouldn't want too many evenings like that.
I'm sure part of the preparation for the season is mentally for your players. Is these things will happen at times. Players will get decisions they don't deserve. How pleased were you with the way the players responded?
I was pleased with the players all night. I mean, I thought we started the game brilliantly. Really did set the tone for an excellent first 20 minutes. Probably sat a little bit deep for the remainder of the half after the goal. That was a blow to us psychologically, but second half came out with a renewed vigour. And Matty's unlucky with a few opportunities. The ball scrambled around their box a few times. And we've minimised, Liverpool's efforts, even on the counter-attack, being 1-0 up at home. So I was well pleased with the players. Their growth from tonight, the atmosphere, the experience, will make them better players. So we have to take the positives out of it.
I was going to say, to have 45,000 fans worried that, a team like Bournemouth, newly promoted, are going to nick an equaliser at Anfield. Well, not nick, but get an equaliser at Anfield. That shows what you're made of, I guess.
Hopefully it reinforces the players' confidence that we can go anywhere in the country and compete. We can't live in fear of reputations and history of clubs. We have to play the game, and I was very pleased with the game that the players played today.
And of course the stats say no points, no goals, but the story is a lot bigger than that, isn't it? The bigger picture is huger than that.
Well, yeah, I believe so. Certainly from my perspective, you can't react to results, you have to react to the performances of the result, and stay true to the course if that's what you believe is right. So I think in both games we've had huge positives to take. Of course, we realise in this league that we're going to need to convert that into goals and points, but I've got no doubt we will.